Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We're 10 lines from the bottom with the words of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Just to remind ourselves, we were discussing the Machlokes about what was the ninth Takana of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. We had an opinion of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak who says it was the Takana about the Lashon Shel Zahoris, the strip of red wool. They used to put it outside so Klai Yisrael could see it, but then when it started not turning white, they moved it inside. That was the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. And then we have the opinion of Rav Papa, which said that it was about Karen Ravai being able to take it from within one day's worth of Yushalayim. So the Gemara says, why did each one not say like each other? Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my time alamak Rabbi Papa. Why did Nachman Yitzchak not say like Rav Papa? So the Gemara says, because Amar Lecha, he's going to answer. I don't like Rav Papa's answer because Yitzchak Adaita Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. I'm going to tell you that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was the one who made this takan about Karim Ravai. And you have to understand, Chaver of the Rabbi Lazar Mihava. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was not a Chaver of, according to the story, he was a colleague of Rabbi Lazar. That's not true. Rabbi Hava, we learn based on mission Avos, we know that he was his Rebbe. So how could Rabbi Lazar and his Talmidim tell him that that the Rebbe had told us that it's permitted, how could Rabbi Lazar's Talmidim told him that your Chaver of, your friends had told you that it's Mutter, as opposed to saying his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, had told him this. Not his friends. How do they refer to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai as only his friends? So the Gemara says, V'idach, so Rav Papa could respond, Kevan del Talmidim Havu, since those who spoke to Rabbi Lazar were his own Talmidim. Again, Rabbi Lazar's Talmidim were telling him that he didn't have to be mafkir to remember yesterday's daf. He was originally mafkir to give it to the poor people because he thought they had to bring it to Yerushalayim. Which they told him, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai had uprooted the Takana, and they referred to him as his colleagues. Why did they say they're his colleagues, his friends? Because they were his Talmidim. Lavor chara lamimrele l'rabbi rabecha. It's not right to say Rabbi Lazar was their Rebbe. So to them, oh, by the way, your Rebbe says, it's not appropriate to say your Rebbe says, so therefore they referred to him as his chavirav, as his friends, as his colleagues, because they didn't think it was appropriate to refer to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai in the presence of their Rebbe, Rabbi Lazar, as their Rebbe. See how much kavod they have to have for their Rebbe. So now the Gemara asks another side of this question then, Rav Papa, my time a loa marker Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Rav Papa, why do you not hold like Rav Nachman Yitzchak? So says the Gemara, Amar Lecha, Rav Papa would respond to you, Isak Adaitach Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. You're going to tell me that it was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai who was the one who made this takana about the red wool. Be made Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, mihavi lashon shel zahuris. But in time of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, was there ever the whitening of the red wool string? Did it ever turn white? Rashi understands this to mean mihavi lashon shel zahuris malbin. Did it ever turn white? Meaning Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, so that wasn't a problem. But rather, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was at the time where things were very bad, and it only would turn white when Klai Yisrael was sometimes good and sometimes not good. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's time was only staying red, so that was something that it wouldn't be something that had to be removed. It wouldn't be occasionally red or occasionally white. Klai Yisrael were sinning a lot then, so it was always turning red. So the Gemara says, "Vatana," the Brisa tells us, "Kol Shnosos Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Me'av Esrim Shana." Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai is interesting. Lived exactly the lifespan of Moshe Rabbeinu, 120 years. Arba'im Shana Asak Ramanya, 40 years. He was a businessman. Arba'im Shana Lama. Then the next 40 years, he was learning Torah. He was able to retire. Did well. He retired early and was steiging. Arba'im Shana Limid. And then the last 40 years, he was teaching. He was teaching Torah. He was the Gadol Dor, and then he became the Rosh Sanhedrin. Tanya, we learn in another Brisa. Arba'im Shana Kodem Shnechav Abayis. 40 years prior to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, Lo Yavad Lashon Shel Zahuris Malbina Ma'adim. As that's what I mentioned now, that based on the fact that Klal Yisrael was always sinning, it was always staying red. It was always staying red. It never turned white. But tonight we learn in the Mishnah in our Mishnah, Mishachar Beis Hamikdash Hiskin Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Yochanan Ben Zakkai was instituting this after the Takanas of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So we see that Yochanan Ben Zakkai lived after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash as well. So his leadership began within the last 40 years of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Since that time, it would never turn white. So how could you tell me that he was the one who was instituting this Takana? So the Gemara is going to say, so then had the Lachor is a very good Taina. So how is he going to respond to that? The Gemara says, V'idach, Rav Nachman Yitzchak would respond, Osam Arbaim Shana Delama, the last 40 years of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, we said that the lashon of that, he was learning Torah, he was still a Gadol of Israel, he was definitely not the Sanhedrin. Talmid Yosef Nirabo, he was still in the Sanhedrin, he just wasn't the Rosh Sanhedrin, he wasn't the head. So he was still under, he was, they used to have three different rows, so he was in the lower row, he was in the lower status of the Sanhedrin. He definitely was somebody who was going to be on the Sanhedrin, and he suggested this. Vamar Milsa, he suggested this this takana about the strip of red wool. So it was before the last 40 years of the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. V'stabar Taima, people agreed with it, and they instituted this already before the last 40 years of the Beis Hamikdash. Rakave Rabbi Mishmei, and since originally it was his takana, even though the Sanhedrin had to agree to it, and the Rosh Sanhedrin had to agree to it, still it ended up being called on Rabbi Yochanan's takana because Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Be'etzem was the one who had suggested this idea, so it got under his name. So now we're up to the next Mishnah, going back. We we discussed, we had a little bit of a digression to Rabbi Yochum and Zakai's Takanas. Now we're back to the main concept of what we were mentioning before, which is during the Musaf. We'll get to why it's Dafka, but Musaf, we'll get to today, and the end of today's Daf, hopefully. We'll see that it was Dafka and Musaf that they would do on Rosh Hashanah, the special davening of Malchios, Shofros, and Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So what is the concept of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros? I think people also misunderstand. The main point of davening on Rosh Hashanah is this point of the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And a lot of times we'll spend, which is great, to spend a lot of time on the Piyutim in the beginning parts of davening, but then they'll start flying, the Chazan will fly through these psukim and run through them. And it wasn't until I got to Yeshiva Yisrael, I really realized it was the opposite. They would go a little bit quicker. They were still very slow davening, but they went relatively towards the rest of the davening, slower, a little bit quicker in the Piyutim. And then Malchus, Zichronos, Shofronos, so the Baal Tefilos, Mamash saying them and saying them slowly, and it really, that's to recognize how important, and that's really the Iker part of the day. So what is Malchus? Malchus is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, and not only that, he is in charge of the past, the present, and future, and that's what you're understanding when you have Malchus. Zichreinus is referencing that Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers every single person, good for bad, and he's examining them on this day of Yom HaDin, and that's a remembering on this day that Kadosh Baruch Hu is remembering us. We hope it's going to be for the good, and that's the idea of Zichreinus. We believe Hashem's Hashkacha in the world, he can judge us, he can punish us, and that is based on the concept of Zichreinus. And then Shofros is a reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu had revealed himself to the Shofar at Har Sinai, and eventually is going to reveal himself through the Mashiach, and the belief that we believe that Mashiach can come and we can have a redemption. So that's an important understanding that this is a really part of the davening on Rosh Hashanah. So Seder Brachos, when we say the davening in Musaf, Omer Avos Gvuras Gedushas Hashem. So that's just the standard that we do in every davening. We have Avos in the beginning, right? The Bracha Magen Avram and mentioning of the Avos. Then we have Gvuros reference to, because Chai Mesim is a really Gvura that's a reference to Hashem's greatness is Mechayim Mesim, and Kedusha's name is Ata Kadosh. So according to the Tanakhama, now, V'kolo Malchios Imayin Ve'ino Tokei. So you combine with them the passage of Malchios. We know we have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So some of them have to be part of, we know that there's nine brachos. So how are you going to get to that number of nine brachos? You have three and three three and three is going to be the makeup of every Shemoneh Esrei, the first three and the last three. So right, the first three we just had Magen Avram, Avos Gvuros Kedushas Hashem. The last three we know where it's say and Modim. And with Atoshim Chalchan Hodos and Zechazen, right? Shulchan Zimrachamim, and then Atoshim Chalchan Hodos, and then Sim Shalom would be your six. So how are you getting to nine? The question is, you have Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, three, and Kedusha Sayom, the regular Atavar Chazan Mikolamim, Avtosan, and right? And this day of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Zichronos, that part is Kedusha Sayom, is four. So how are you getting to three? So according to this Tanakhama, you are Kolel Malchus with the brachas of Ata Kadosh. That's because we also say Amelech HaKadosh, so it's fitting that you should mention the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the idea of that he's also the king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malchus, so it makes sense to combine them. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. And then you don't blow the shofar. The Mishnah is going to teach us that you have three sets of shofar, Tkiah, three times with each set of them, and here you won't blow them because you're combining it with the Ata Kadosh. Kedusha Sayom V'Tokeah, then you say Kiddush HaSayom, the fourth bracha, the normal one you'll say on Yom Tiv. That would be the opinion of Rabbi Yochum, this is going to be the opinion of Rochum Anuri, that you just say Ata Bechatanu Mekadosh Yisrael Yom HaZikaron. So then what are you going to do? So then Kiddush HaSayom, okay, you blow the shofar, Zichronos V'Sokeah. Then you say the Zichronos and you blow the shofar, right? Ata Zocher, we end up with Zocher Abris, Shofros V'Sokeah, and you say the bracha of shofar, which is Ata Neglesa, we end up Shomei Kol Truas Amo Yisrael Berachamim, and you blow the shofar as well. Ve'omer Avode Vada Berkas HaKoyhanim. Then you end up the regular way that you say the Ritzei, right? Then you have Modim, Toshim Chal Chanodos, and Sim Shalom, and then Birkas Kohanim. Then you go into Birkas Kohanim afterwards, you continue with Sim Shalom. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Nir. If you notice, that's actually not what we do. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to him, Im Eina Tokel Malchios, Lama Maskir. Why are you mentioning the idea of Malchios if you're not blowing shofar? So the Iker is to be blowing the shofar with the Malchios. Ela, Omer Avos, Ukvuros, Ukedushas Hashem. Rather, you say the regular first three brachos, and then you do not call out. Then you have Kolal Malchios in Kedusha Sayom Mitokea. So then you have Malchios with the Kedusha Sayom, and then you blow the shofar. By including Malchios in the fourth bracha, you're able to blow the shofar because it's no longer part of the first three, so you could blow the shofar. And we know that Malchios is the predominant theme of Rosh Hashanah, is Hashem's Malchios. It's appropriate to mention with the Kedusha Sayom in a single bracha, and that is that we actually follow that. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that we have Atav Bechartanu. We have the Atav Bechartanu, and then we continue into Malchios, and then we end off Melech HaKol Haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron, and then we blow the shofar. That is how we follow. We follow Rabbi Akiva. So that's what we do. And then Zichronos V'Tokeah. Then we mention the Zichronos, they blow the shofar. Shofros V'Tokeah. You blow the shofar, and then you blow the, you mention Zichronos rather, the remembrance, all the Dipsukim of remembrance. And V'yom Ravodah Birkas Kohanim, and then you continue in Avodah and Birkas Kohanim. The Shaila is this Mishnah referencing also Tir Silas Shmoneser? It's a Machlokas, really. Maybe it could be Adsam. Everyone agrees the Ikar Takana is by Musaf and the Chazar Sashatz for sure. It could be that also that the Takana may have also included the concept of saying it in the silent Shemon Esrei. That's a big machlokas adayom. There's different minhagim. There's a Sfard, and I think the Sfard does as well. But that's based on those Rishonim that they to do it. And Rosh Salvechik was very into it also in the smaller minyanim. I think in smaller minyanim he held that I think in his minyan in Boston he was very into it. He thought that the Ikar, the Tefillah that we're davening is our silent Tefillah, the Kol Shofar, and together with our Tfilos is mamash part of the davening of Silent Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, that's it. Really was a machlokas rishonim. It's really based on how to understand if this Mishnah had it included or not, or is it part of the Ikar Takana? It was a later part of Silent Shemoneh Esrei. But either way, it's very interesting. Shalshel Sadvarim that we have different minhagim. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva, im eino tokeh l'malchios, lama hu masker. Rabbi Akiva says, if you're not blowing the shofar for Malchios, why are you mentioning it? So the Gemara asks, what do you mean lama hu masker? What do you mention the idea of Malchios? Rachmana Marika, you have to mention Malchios. It sounds actually, if it's the style of the race, Rachmana, Hashem is saying it. We most assume that maybe Shitas Rashi, most assume actually saying Malchios, Rachmanosh, and Shofros is only going to be Dirabanan. Okay, we'll get them a little bit more, but that's interesting. Gemara says, Rachmana Marika, that you have to mention it. What does it mean? Why are you mentioning Malchios? You have to mention Malchus Hashem because we're talking about Malchus Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. So Agmar says, Elam, this is what Rabbi Kiva meant to say. Lama Esther, why Dafke mentioning Temsukim of Malchus, Lema Tesha, why don't you say 9? Hoel Vishtan Ishtan, because since you're not blowing the shofar according to Yibra B'chon Nuri, it's lesser quality. Since you're blowing the shofar, there should also be a number reduced from 10 to 9 psukim. We're going to see, he mentioned 10 psukim, and here he's saying that you should say 9 maybe because you're not blowing the shofar, and maybe you should reduce it. That's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Interesting why the showing of the shofar should lower that pasuk, but that's what Rabbi Kiva understood. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, Tanur Rabbanan, where do I know that there's 10? 9 Shemim Avos. So how do I know before that? We're going to get into that's the concept of how do I know that we say Avos? So this reference to right the standard bracha of Avos. So Gemara says, how do I know this? Because Shemar Havul Hashem Bnei Elim, he should go render out to Hashem the one, the sons of the powerful ones. The powerful ones we know are the Avos because they were very powerful in their emuna. So they're the strong ones. They're considered the strong ones. The Menayin Shomrim Gevuros. I don't know if we say Gevuros. Tchias Meisim. Shemar Havul Hashem Kavod Vaoz. Hashem has honor and his might, and might is referenced also Tchias Meisim. Menayin Shomrim Kedushas. I don't know if we say Kedushas. Hashem recognizing Hashem's holiness. Shemar Havul Hashem Kavod Shemo Yishachav Hashem Behadras Kodesh Yibarash Antem, in the same splendor of holiness, the Hadras Kodesh, that is referenced as Kedusha. Nayin Shomim Malchios Zichronos and Shofros. How do I know they should say Malchios Zichronos and Shofros? Reb Lezer Menachsev Shabbos and Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. The pasuk says it should be a remembrance, a day of true sounding, and should be a holy day. So that's his understanding. And Shabbos and Zichronos Hayom. Shabbos in references to the holiness of the day. Zichron Elo Zichronos. Zichronos you mentioned or Zichronos Trua Elo Shofros. The fact that it says Trua means that you should have a reference to the blowing of the shofars, and that's also again we said the ultimate blowing of the shofar would be most of Mashiach. Mikra Kodesh. Kabi shofar gadol lecharusina, right? We said every day. Kabi shofar gadol lecharusina. Mikra kodesh kichua basias melacha. And also, mikra kodesh tells us that we have to not refrain from doing melacha. Amalar bekiva mnesh melan amar shabbos and shavus. But why doesn't say a rest day from this specific labor on this day? Shabbo pasach akasu tchila. The pasach starts off with this. The most chashuv alacha is the isra melacha. So it's reasonable to understand, Rashi points out, that the opening phrase should be discussing the fact that there's an isra melacha. So elos, rather, shabbos and kachua basias melacha. That you're not allowed to do any forbidden labors. That's what it means to refrain from doing any malachas, labors on Yom Tov, on Rosh Hashanah. Zichron elu zichronos. Zichron, remembrance is reference to the zichronos. Shua elu shofros. Mikra kodesh a kedusha sayom. Mikra kodesh is reference to kedusha sayom. He's just arguing with the order because it should be the first thing, the most chash of Isser. The Isser malacha should be the first thing that was mentioned in the pasuk. So now the Gemara says, Minayin shomri malchios. Where do I know this is malchios? Tana, we learn in Reisa. Rabbi Omer, Ani Hashem elokechem, ubechodesh hashvi zu malchios. It says, I am Hashem, your God, in the seventh month. It all reference as allusion to the fact that you should say Malchus. What Rashi points out that it says Ani Hashem Lakechem. It says La Ani Lager Ta'azov and Samechle Ani Hashem Lakechem. And then right after it says Bechodesh Vizichron Shua. So since they're connected, we see that Ani Hashem Lakechem is Lashon Azni Adon, and that's a reference to Adon, a reference to Hashem's kingship, and that kingship is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Tzarech, you don't need this understanding, because Harayu Omer V'Hayu Lechem V'Zikar L'Fnei Hashem Lokechem. The pasuk says it should be remembered to be before Hashem. She'ein Tamul Lomar Ani Hashem Lokechem. It's not necessary to mention I am Hashem your God. Umat Tamul Lomar Ani Hashem Lokechem. Why is it mentioned I am Hashem your God? Zebanav. This is a reference to the following principle, that L'chol Makom She'amar Bo Zichronos Yu Malchus Manu. Wherever the pasuk is saying you should have remembrance, stating you should know that you should have Malchus accompanied by that. And what is this B'chol Makom? When don't we only say this in Rosh Hashanah? No, it's including the friend point out is including even the Musaf of Yom Kippur of the Yovel. There we also say Malchus Zichronos to show. For us, the Malchus we know is a reference to every Zichronos. One will mention Malchus as well. Now the Gemara asks, Vehechan Omer LeKedushas Hayom. So the Gemara is saying, we're combining them. So where do you say the Kedushas Yom? Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. Rabbi Omer, Ima Malchios Omer, you say them with Malchios. That would be a finin of Rabbi Akiva. Mamatzin Bechol Miyakom, where do we say every place? So this is analyzing Malchokis, why we got to Kedushas Yom, whether it was with its own bracha, or is it in the fourth bracha of Malchios. We see every day and every other Yomtiv, Berevius, the bracha of Kedushas Yom is the fourth bracha. Afkan Berevius, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going to hold Ima Zichronos Omer, you say them with the passage of Zichronos in the middle. Mamatzin Bechol Miyakom, because we know normally you have the three brachas on Yom Tov, you have three brachas, and Shabbos also, three brachas of, right, Avos, Kavuros, Kedush Hashem, and then the last three brachas, those are the three, then the sandwich in the middle is a bracha of Kedush HaSayom, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, that's the seven brachas you say on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you're also, the Kedush, the Zichronos is the middle bracha of the MTO, so you have three, three, and three over here, you have nine, so the middle one though, of the three, the middle three, the Zichronos should be the one where you mention Kedush HaSayom. Afkan Bemtson, that's the reference, again, that it has nine brachas, and then the middle bracha of the Machia Zichronos, so far should be in the Zichronos should be mentioning the Kedusha Sayyam. So then the Mara continues. Because she based in the Sushana Ba'usha. When the based in, we just had this, the Iser Galios of the Sanhedrin, one of them was in Usha. So they were Mekadesh, Alpiriya, still over there. So Mekadesh, Rosh Hashanah there as well, in Usha. Yarad, Rabbi Yochanan, Membroka, Lefne, Yemashem, Galmiyar, Rabbi Yochanan, and went to Davin. They say Yarad, why is it Yarad, Lefne, Ativa? Because they apparently used to Davin in like a lower area. That's why some places are famous, I think in Baltimore, they have this also, where you go down. You go down into the Mimamakim, Karasei Hashem. It's supposed to be on the lower, because you're pointing up from the depths. So they would always go, Yarad Lefnei Ateva is always the expression the Gemara mentioned, going down and davening. V'asak Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and either way, it mentions that he did, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that he included Malchios with the bracha of Atakadosh, and he did not follow that by the shofar. Shimon said to him though, Loya Nogan for Yavne, that they didn't do this in Yavne. Again, the other time where in my father's time, this is Rabbi Shimon, his father was a time in Yavne, which is the earlier time, and that they didn't follow this practice. Leo Mashini Yarad Rabbi Yochanan Benosh Rabbi Yosef Li, the next day, so you see they have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, I wasn't asking that later, that the second day they had a Chanina, the son of Rabbi Yosef Li, daven for the Amud, Vasak Rabbi Akiva, he did like Rabbi Akiva in our mission, that's how we do as well. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Kachayu Nagma Yavne, that this is what they did in Yavne, he was happy with that they did this in Yavne. Now the Gemara says, Lamimar Debon Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, Israeli, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel held like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah that you combine the Malchios with the concept of Kedushas Yom. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amar Kedushas Yom Im Zichronos Amar Lehu. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was said that you say that we saw before that he says that you say Malchios, you say Zichronos with the Kedushas Yom in the middle over there, sandwich in the middle, not the first bracha. That was the Machlokas we had before. Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara says, how could it be that he held like Rabbi Akiva? He doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. How are we going to answer this? The Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Zer. Rabbi Zer says, Lomar Shetokin L'Malchios. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was telling us that we follow the shofar for the idea of Malchios in accordance with the Shitas Rabbi Akiva. He didn't mean to agree with Rabbi Akiva with regards to where you're meaning the idea that you don't say it in the first three. That's the point. That we don't say it in the first three, that's the point. He did not mean to agree with Rabbi Akiva with regards to where you put the Kedushas Yom, that he fundamentally disagreed. Again, we follow Rabbi Akiva, we do it together. Now the Gemara says, Yom HaShin Yar Rabbi Chanina. The next day Rabbi Chanina went to Daven for the Amud. The Gemara says, Mai Sheni, what do you mean? They had Ilam Yom Tov Sheni. They had 2 days of Yom to that point. We mentioned that the only time that the people had to keep 2 days was out of a suffix. Those who lived within the clear area of basin, they were very close proximity to the basin, they wouldn't have to keep 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, because they knew exactly when it was. They were right there when the basin was there. So that was only going to be, so the time that they would have to do it, as the 30th day was observed as Rosh Hashanah, when they were Abra Ebel, when El was full, even those who were nearby wouldn't necessarily know that it was Rosh Hashanah. That was when the case, and when El was full month of 30 days, that was the case where Rosh Hashanah would potentially be 2 days, because you don't know what day Rosh Hashanah is. But the Gemara says, Hamar Bechanin Bar Kahana, that there wouldn't be any suffix about this, because already be most Ezra Ve'elach Chometz in El Ubar. We know the Pasuk in Nehemiah tells us that they kept 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Ezra's time, but that after that, they never kept El full after that. So you could know without a doubt that Rosh Hashanah was not going to, the day Rosh Hashanah was, because it was never going to be El was going to be full 30 days of Elul. So where's the number of Chista? My Sheni. What does it mean by the second day? Liyom Sheni Lashana Haba. No, you're right. It didn't mean that the Sheni actually meant the next day. It didn't mean the very next day. It meant actually the next year. The next year they did that, and that's what happened over here. Now the Gemara says, "Ein poschin ma'aser malchus ma'aser zichronos ma'aser shayfros." You shouldn't have less than 10 psukim. 10 psukim that include Malchus in Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, in each of those Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. That's why our Shemoneh is so long. So we have these. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, if you said three of each of them, you're going to be Yotzeh. So the Gemara says, Hanas are Malchus, Kenegan, be Amran. So it's Kenegan, me. Who are these, the 10 corresponding to? Why do we do the 10 psukim bedavka? I'm Rabbi Levi, Kenegan, Asarai, Lulim, Shemar David, Besefer, Tehillim. Corresponds to the 10 praises that David HaMelech says in Tehillim. What do you mean? Hello, Tehillim. There's many more than 10 expressions of praise in all of Sefer. So Gemara says, you're right. Rather, Hanach dechsibuhu halu b'tzeik ha-shofar, the one that we say every day at the end of the last halukah. Halu b'tzeik ha-shofar, which has 10, that's the 10 haluk, those connect those, which also says halu b'tzeik ha-shofar, praising Hashem with the shofar blowing, that's where we're getting the 10 from. Rav Yosef, Amar, connect asar debosh nimr l'moshim, you know, the famous 10 commandments, that's where we have, those also had shofar, we know that there was shofar at Har Sinai, so that's what, connect that, we say 10 psukim as well. And where's Rav Yochanan, Amar, connect asar mamar shabbat nevra olam, the 10 mamaros where, Hashem created the world, right? It's 10 utterances of Akash Baruch that created the world, Tainina, which are they? So Vayomar, whenever Hashem says Vayomar in the creations, Vayomar Lakimi or Rabbi Markim, all those Vayomars are 10 times. The Gemara says, but wait a second, Vayomar de Bereshis Tisha Havu, but there's only 9 instances where Akash Baruch Hu in the beginning of Bereshis discusses that the word Vayomar is mentioned, where he had Amira of creating. So the Gemara says, Bereshis Navi Maimar Hu. No, the fact that it says Bereshis in the beginning, also Hashem created, is also meant to say, it also has, Kilu, it says, Vayomar de Chsiv, Bidvar Hashem, Nashamayim Nasu. With the word of Hashem, the heavens were made. It doesn't mention actually Amira, but it meant it also did it be Amira. And it was a divine act that Kosh Baruch Hu had done Ki'ilu with Amira, so it also, that's part of the tenth Amira of Kosh Baruch Hu saying the utterances of Bereshis. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Omer, Im Armar, I got a lot of, again, deeper differences of the spheres and everything, lesser spheres, there are a lot of different deeper connections, this is just Pshuto of the Gemara. There are many different, deeper layers to what the Gemara is mentioning. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Omer, Im Armar, Shalosh, Shalosh, Mikul, and Yatzar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, if you said three psukim of each of them, then you're going to fulfill your obligation. What does Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri mean to teach us? Shalosh min haTorah, Shalosh min haNeviim, Shalosh min haKtuvim. Is he saying that you say three, three, and three? He's not talking about far as machlokas. Only one pasuk. There was only one pasuk. There'd be machlokas about one pasuk. When he says three of them, he meant three from Tanakh, and therefore you're getting to 9, and therefore the Tanakhama that says you need 10 is not so far off. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Odilma, maybe he's arguing to say Echad min haTorah, Echad min haNeviim, Echad min haKtuvim, Davin Shalosh veKtuvim min haNeviim. He's only saying you need 3. That's a major difference. Each one would be 7 pasukim less according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So the Gemara says Tashma. We can bring a raya because it says the standard we learn in the brisa. In posim masar malchios masar zichronos masar shofros. You can't have less than 10 in the paragraphs of malchios zichronos and shofros. V'imamar shevim kulan yatsa. If you say 7, you're going to fulfill your obligation. It's even over here, anything less than that, in the Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't mention that too. Even if you say less than 10, then Rosh Hashanah Merdayek, that you're not Yotze according to, the Mishnah, because it doesn't mention this concept of 7. Keneged Shiva Rakim, and why is it 7? Because that's connected to the 7 heavens, the 7 levels of Rakim, which mentions that it's actually also the 7 heavens, the 7 levels of heaven. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Yomer, Apochas Loyifchos Meshiv. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says that if you are minimizing, you shouldn't minimize less than, one is minimizing, should say no less than 7. Vim Amar Shosh Mikol and Yotze. If you said only 3 of them, you're gonna fulfill obligation. Keneged Torah Neviim Ksuvim, Keneged Amrilei, Keneged Kohen Neviim. Some say it's Keneged Kohen Yisrael Levi, or Keneged the Tanakh. So we see from over here that the Brisa Menuchanir means that one may say a total of 3 in the Psukim, because if he meant you have to say 3 in each one, Torah Neviim Ksuvim, so that would mean when you said that you're Yosef with 7, so then what's going on over here? That means that you have to say 7 means that you said 7 each one, which would be more than the total that the Tatakana requires. So clearly, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is mentioning that you only need 3. That's the Rashi explains it. Amar Ravuna, Amar Shmuel, Alacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, the Alacha follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that you say even 3, you're going to fulfill your obligation. So we see that you should fulfill your obligation with minimum should be 3. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, the Rishonim point out, would also agree that Lechachila should have 10, which is our practice nowadays. We do 10, and 10 seems to be the minimum number. I think we might even have some that are more than 10. 10 is the bare minimum. You're allowed to do more, and I think some of them we actually might have a few more than 10. So then, Either way, we're telling you that the minimum suggestion is to do lechatchila to do 10. Ein maskirin zichron malchus or shofar shel punishment. Don't mention a reference to a shofar that has to deal with punishments. It's not appropriate. It's a day of we want rachmanas Hashem. We don't even put siach pele satan. That's why we only mention good things. Also, we don't even have egos or shereves of chayit, which is a gematria off of chayit. We don't mention these things on Rosh Hashanah. We don't mention chayit anywhere in our davening. Only avinu makir lechatchila v'nechaz is the only time we have it. Some even took it out. Some don't say that. Some don't say it on Rosh Hashanah. We don't mention chayit whatsoever. Today, I just mamlech Hashem. Maskil b'torah mashlam neviyah. You start with the Torah. And you end up with the pasuk in Nevi'im, and you have Ksuvim in the middle. So you say Torah, Ksuvim, and then Nevi'im. Why? That Ksuvim, a lot of the Ksuvim are actually mentioned, you know, Davar HaMelech was before a lot of the Nevi'im. So therefore, we mentioned it there. And actually, the ones in Ksuvim that we mentioned are ones mentioned in by Tehillim. So that's the mention we'll always mention one in Tehillim. So that's why it comes first. So you say Torah, Ksuvim, and then Nevi'im. Rabbi Yosimer, Im Eshlim B'Torah Yatza. That if you do it, if you end up with one from the Torah, that is going to be Yotze. We're going to mention that's not just. But you have it actually lechatchila. You should do this. Now the Gemara says, turning on to the next Amud now. Malchus keneged chay ani Hashem chay ani num Hashem elokim in lo biyad chazak v'zunatia v'chem ashfucha em lo echalehem. I'm going to. This is a reference of a shofar shepronus that you shouldn't mention. A judgment of pronus rather. Malchus of pronus as Hakadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm out in arm. I'm going to be renovated with a fury. I'm upset with you guys. It's a pasuk in Yechazkel. Afal gav the amar of Nachman. Nachman used to say, "Kol I rischal kutsha brichu alan the frukunan." Nachman used to say that because we know that the pesukim are also mentioning Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us with this fury. So Rabbi Nachman used to say that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this, then we're going to be redeemed. So I would even want this fear of Hashem in order to be redeemed, that we should have the Geula already. Since it's mentioned with wrath, still we don't mention it with anger. Even though Rabbi Nachman used to say that this will bring the Geula eventually, we don't want to mention this type of Peronos on Rosh Hashanah. So Makbar, I'm not mentioning anything bad, even if ultimately it could be good. If eventually it was going to be the Gula, but still we don't mention it. Zikaron kegon ve'yizkor kibasar hema. The pasuk says the pasuk is and they're going to come back and they're not going to come back. So over here is also a zikaron of a very bad of a negative of consequence. Shofar kenegon tiko bechodesh begiva pasuk tiko bechodesh giva chatzoshel b'ramai real base aven acharei ben yamin that yisharan b'samin the enemy is coming ben yamin they're coming after you klal yisrael they're coming after you. It's also a shofar of Puranas, of bad things. Aval in Bala Omer Malchus, the fact that idolatry is going to be punished, that's okay. Omer Malchus, Hashem Malach Yirgizu Amim, Hashem is reigning and the people are trembling because they made us suffer and it's about Mashiach. Also, Kigon Hashem Malach Alam Ved, Avdu Goy Meharzo, Hashem is going to be mission and all the nations of the earth are going to perish. Zikarum, Kigon Zichor Hashem Levnei Edom. Remember Edom, Omer Shalayim, right? Remember the Shofar Kenoged Hashem Lakim Shofar Yitka Vahalach Basaros Teiman Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to blow the shofar, and then they're going to come forth in the south, and it's going to be also for a punishment for them as well. That's going to be negative for the goyim. Hashem Tzavos Yagin Aleihem. Hashem is going to protect them. That's a reference to protecting the righteous, but he's going to punish the Rishayim. Then the next verse, Emas Kirin Zikaron Shal Yachid, don't mention a private individual's Zikaron. Afilu Latova, Kigon Zachoni Hashem Beretzon Amecha, the Pasuk and Tehillim, Davar Melech saying, remember me, that we don't mention, even if it's for the good, because it's a single individual, it's a Klal Yisrael thing. You also, that's not supposed you should daven for your own things, but Klal and Rosh Hashanah, the Tzorach Yachid, the Gashmias things. Only Tzorach Rabbim, things that are needed for the Klal. Potentially, and the Ruchnis maybe also on Rosh Hashanah. So then, Uchigon Zachrali Elokai Latoiva, remember me, Akash Baruch Hu, good, remember things that are good for me. Pigdonos, Arayan Kizikhon is the concept of taking note. Kash Baruch Hu, so we're going to see what does that mean. Kigon, Hashem Pakar Sarah, Hashem took note of Sarah, and then remember we learned this actually, and then she had Yitzchak. Kigon Pakar Pakarasi Hashem, I have taken note of you, Klal Yisrael, and I'm eventually going to redeem you. Divrei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudamer, Inan Kizikhonos, they're not like Zichonos. What's the difference between Pikadon and Zichonos? So the Ramar Shah points out that Pikadon is just taking note of. However, Zichonos is an ongoing remembrance. So we want only something that's an ongoing remembrance, not something that's just a specific moment. Remember, it's Hashem is going to take us out of Egypt and take it out of Mitzrayim. Those two big donuts. We want Hashem to constantly remember us. That's why he only mentioned, that's the machlokas that Rabbi Yehuda wants to mention. Only things that Hashem is going to be constantly remembering us on the day of for the good on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yossi, Nina, Midepidonas, Arayan, Kizichornas, Granted that taking notes is like remembrance, but how could it be that Sarah, though, she's a yachid, Hashem bakar Sarah, is because of the yachid, is Hashem taking note of her, which is, she's only an individual, so why is it we're mentioning her? So the Gemara says, because came unto us to Rabbi Minei, because many people will descend from Sarah, so Kirabim Damiel, therefore it's considered as a lot of people, so Hashem is taking note of her, is because all of Klal Yisrael, Yitzhak Avinu, he's the Av, he's the Mashal of Masorah, of Avram, and that without him, that we don't have Klal Yisrael, so therefore, that's why it's a reference of the Rabbim. Seusher Mashiach and the Brisa Kedim, Vinasu Bishchalom and Melch Kavod, open up the gates, so Kash Baruch Hu, the glory of Hashem, enter. Miza Melch Kavod, Hashem is Vigibor, Hashem Gibor Machaba, Hashem is mighty, Hashem is strong in battle. Seusher Mashiach and Musa Bishchalom, Yamelch Kavod, Miza Melch Kavod, Hashem Savos, Melch Kavod, Sela. Rishonish time, the first clause has two mentions of Malchus, Shnea Sholosh can be counted as three mentions of Malchus. Divra, Biosir, Biudomer, Rishon Achas, the first one is only one mentioning of Malchus, Shnea Shtaim. Whereas the second one is mentioning of two. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi points out that Miyuz HaMelech HaKavod is not counting, that's why he only counts as two. Then we have a similar machloka, Zamru Elokim Zamiru, Zamru Makin Zamiru, Kimelech Kol Arts Elokim. We actually say this before the shofar seven times, this is Kapitel Tehillim. So this Tehillim Shtayim, this mention of two mentions of Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Imer Achas, is only one reference of Malchus. Vishav and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the Malach Elokim, Al Goyim Elokim, Yashav Kisei Kocho, that there's reference to Hashem sat on his throne, Shehi Achas, because it's counted only as one mention of kingship. Zikaron sheyesh bo trua, remembrance that also contains a trua sound. Kigon shabason zikron trua mikra kodesh, that it says zikron trua, remember, arrest, and also a day of trua sounding. Omra ima zikronos vi omra ima shofar. Remember that with the shofar. You could say it with the shofar psukim as well. So that the zichron shua. No, this is only mentions of zichronos. Rabbi Yehuda's understanding that you mentioned that they don't mention shofar. So therefore, Rashi says you don't mention shofar. You can't use it as a shofar. Rather, only in zichronos of remembrance. Malchus sheish mo shua. If you have malchus that has a shua, kigon Hashem elokav imo shua melech bo. So you have Hashem elokav imo, which is definitely reference to malchus. Hashem is with us, and then shua melech bo. The king is also with the shua. Omer imalchus or mashavros. You could use them for both a pasuk in the malchios and in the shofars. Because doesn't that reference specifically to the shofar as I mentioned before, so you can't use it for the shofar. So then if you have trua she'inu, sorry, the malchus b'vad, period. Now you have trua she'inu makluk klum. So then a trua that contains only a reference to malchus and nothing else, kigon yom trua yelachem, that the day of trua should be for you. That would be amra ima shofar, that you could say with the shofar. So Rios Rabbi Yehuda Meir, ain't amra kol ikar, you're not allowed to say this either because it only mentions shofros and not the mentioning of shofar. Maska b'tor mashlam b'navi. So maska b'tor mashlam b'navi. So then we finish off. Rabbi Yossi says the imishlam b'tor, you're going to be yotze. The question imishlam sounds like it's b'dieved. B'dieved in the chachilah, only b'dieved that you, if you did it with Torah, it's okay. But Tanya Rabbi Yossi no says the mashlam b'torah is meshubas. You should do it. Our mission implies Rabbi Yossi says the only yotze b'dieved. But the mission implies it's chachilah, which is it? The question says ima mashlam. No, it shouldn't. Rabbi Yossi should say that you should end off with the Torah. The question says imishlam katani. Our lashon is that it's b'dieved. Are you changing the gears or not? B'dieved in the chachilah. Our implication of our mission is that it's only b'dieved, only if you, after the fact. But you shouldn't let Chachila do this. So the Gemara says, no. Hachi ka'amar, maschah b'torah mashlim b'navi, that you begin with the Torah and you end up with Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mashlim b'torah v'imishim b'navi yatza. If you end off with Navi, you're going to be Yotze. So there we see from there that it's really the Chachila to end off with the Torah. But Navi are going to be Yotze. So we do amend a little bit what Rabbi Yossi really meant. Tanya Mi'achu, Rice is supporting this. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Vasikin, Inch Vasikin, right? Those that we have the Vasikin by the Dovos Davin Vasikin, those Mechav Mitzos, Haimashlimos of the Torah, they would conclude it with the verse of the Torah. That's how we pass in the Torah Minog Mizmanazet as well, to end off with a Pasuk in the Torah. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Bishlam Azichonos, Shofas Ikatuva Bez Hashem in tomorrow's Daf.